producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ken will be here as fast as he can be to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Good Day Health program. Happy to be of service, going through all of the medical information, things that are of interest and import to you and your condition, and some interesting things about us, perhaps, that you can use. I'm happy to be a guinea pig for any sort of demonstration that Ken wants to make. He's been working on weight this week, your weight, his weight. Oh, I've been working on my weight. Sort of sounds like I've been working on my weight. All a live long day. So anyway, 888-553-7536 to do a weight profile. One of the things this weekend that's come out of this study in the U.S. News and World Report about a diet that's good. Every time you turn around, there's another diet. The weight loss programs, this diet, that diet. So how do you know? You read this, makes for interesting reading, but then after that, what the heck good is all of this stuff?
Well, what do you mean what's good if you're not down to your ideal body?
No, but I mean, what makes this diet, this article says this is the best diet for good health and weight loss.
Okay, well, U.S. News and World Report put together a panel of so-called experts, dietitians, nutritionists, scientists, cardiologists, other physicians. They put together a pretty distinguished panel, and they studied over 30 diets, and they rank ordered these diets based on their effectiveness for weight loss and living a healthy life, staying on planet Earth as long as possible, and functioning to your optimum abilities. And the number one diet for weight loss and for maintaining a healthy lifestyle was the DASH diet. The second one was the Mediterranean diet.
All right, so there's no news there, right?
Well, only because you hang out with me once a week, and I've told you that. But I think it was a lot of news to a lot of people because there's not general consensus on that. That's been my humble opinion for a long time, and I express it on this show all the time. But U.S. News and World Report did this big study with a very distinguished panel, and that was their conclusion of this study. It was published this past week.
All right. 888-553-7536. You had earlier posted some information about Hillary Clinton and her health, and we are probably neither of us going to vote for Hillary.
Well, let's not make it political.
Well, but it sounds political.
But let's just talk facts. I'm a scientist.
All right, go ahead.
Let's just talk facts and not make this personal. And I think that we need to know whoever is going to be potentially our president, their medical history. This is very important. And we've seen, if you look in history, the fact that we didn't know the medical history of a few of our presidents led to great catastrophes. A few of them dying very quickly, a few of them not being able to function at the right time. So I think, you know, lesson learned that we as a country, all of us would benefit knowing the fine details of whoever will be potentially president. I think in both parties that they need to fully disclose what their medical histories are. And I think if you look at Hillary Clinton's history, it raises a lot of concerns. And I'll tell you, we know some facts. Hillary has a history of passing out multiple times in her life. And she also has had a history of multiple blood clots. She had a clot in her leg in 1998, and she had one in 2009. And then in 2012, Hillary passed out again. This was not the first time in her life. She had what doctors call recurrent syncope. This is where you pass out more than once in your life. She passed out again in 2012, hit her head, and developed another blood clot now in the brain. And this is called, it's a rare kind of blood clot in the brain, but, you know, doctors have a name for everything. It's called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is a pretty rare condition of a blood clot forming in what's called the venous sinus cavities surrounding the brain. These are the veins that are on the inside surface of the skull, and they drain the brain, and they lie on the bony part of your head, but not on the outside where you can feel with your head, your hand, but on the inside where you can't feel. That's where these veins are. And these veins develop the clot. And thereafter, she has been on blood thinner, Coumadin. And the reason why she's on Coumadin is very curious. This is an aggressive blood thinner. And one of the relative contraindications, one of the reasons why I won't give a patient Coumadin, a strong blood thinner, is because they pass out. If you pass out on Coumadin and hit your head, it's all over. You will hemorrhage severely into the brain and cause a life-threatening situation or life-disabling situation. So doctors are very hesitant to ever prescribe Coumadin or that strong an anticoagulant blood thinner to somebody who has a history of repeatedly passing out and losing consciousness. But she is on the Coumadin, and the reason why is because she has this recurrent history of forming blood clots, and it's so significant that they're concerned about another one that they had to put her on it, and that is what is of great concern. The other issue with her is, does she have the post-concussion syndrome? And the post-concussion syndrome is a group of symptoms of persistent dizziness, complaints of memory difficulties, forgetfulness, loss of ability to focus on complex tasks or concepts, indecisiveness, depression, and anxiety. And what brought this up, and maybe it's true unrelated, it can be explained by other things. When was the last time you saw a presidential debate? I've been watching them since the 60s, when one of the candidates came back late after the break. It's never happened. And this happened in the last debate that she was in, and this raised a lot of questions. And when she came back, she, if you looked at her, I was watching, she didn't come back fully alert. It was a little awkward. And that has raised the concern that she had the post-concussion syndrome, because even her husband, when she was getting her rehabilitation in 2012 after it, said that it took a rather long time, at least 6 months, for her to come back. And in a woman her age, late 60s, to take that long after a concussion is of some great concern. And any of the neurologists listening would call up. I'm sure they would confirm what I'm saying.
All right, so that's the story on Hillary, her health update. Take the information, use it for what you will. 888. One of the things that's important, it seems to me, when you're trying to figure out who to vote for, is having an understanding of who they really are. Hard to do that because most of these politicians mask who they really are.
And I plan on doing this same thorough analysis just based on facts, whoever it looks like on the other
side.
All
right, what does Trump look like health-wise?
Well, Trump,
because it's a good bet that he could be the standard bearer for the Republicans. So he's the same age as Mrs. Clinton. So what's his
health? Trump's health looks very good.
Very good.
Yes.
That's what his doctor says. What do you observe by looking at him, though?
I see a man of a lot of vigor, and he apparently has a pretty reliable history of being at work and not being out. And he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, and he works out. He's at ideal body weight, and he's not on drugs, at least from what I understand. But I'd like to see more information, and I hope we find out more and more. But from what we know so far, he is in physically good shape. And hopefully we'll get more information. But
a lot of people will ask a question. Let's say that Chris Christie, let's just say that the ticket is Trump and Christie. Christie's very overweight, doesn't look healthy, doesn't give you the appearance of being interested in his health, whether he is or he isn't. He doesn't look like he's presidential because he's heavy. That may not be fair, but in our country, we seem to be pretty superficial about the people we vote for.
I haven't seen Christie's health report. I would like to see it. I am concerned about his weight. I'd like to know what his blood pressure is, his blood sugar, his cholesterol, which all can be affected by weight, and I just don't have the information. But if it looks like he is going to be potentially our president, oh, yes, we'll study him very carefully.
I don't think Kasich is a picture of health either. He doesn't look, he doesn't stand up straight, he doesn't look like he's solid and strong. Whereas if you look at, and maybe it's youth, maybe that's the prejudice.
Rubio looks pretty healthy, don't you think? Physically.
I wouldn't vote for him.
No, but let's not make this political. Let's just make this medical.
Yeah, he looks healthy. Cruz looks, kind of. Rand Paul looks healthy to me. I think he's pretty conscious. Anyway, so you get the idea. Look at him with a different idea as you think who you want to vote for. Think about how healthy they are. One of the many things that ought to be taken into consideration. All right, let's get our hair back. Let's talk about Provia. Let's find out, with a focus on those whose hair, men and women, is getting thin, what you can do to look your best, therefore feel your best, therefore be at optimum health. Ken?
Let's start this new year with a new you. It's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland. Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in. No nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, she says, and I use it every other night before bed, she writes. It really works. Amazing stuff. She's one happy customer. Best of all, this is me talking. Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results guaranteed, your money back. It's truly a no-brainer.
All right, so get on board with Provia by dialing 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Call them now. 800-543-5817. It's a great product.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the largest consumer technology show in the world. Tech expert Andrea Smith gives us a first look at the big show. Andrea, what's new at CES this year?
Oh, so many things new this year. Lenovo's Idea Center 610S takes the home PC to the next level by turning it into a movie projector. It's the first compact home PC with an optional removable wireless projector that turns any wall into a 100-inch home theater. The iRobot Roomba 980 vacuum cleaner can navigate and clean an entire level of the house, recharge, and resume the job. This is iRobot's first cloud-connected Roomba, so you can control it through an app. The Canon Maxify MB5320 is a wireless all-in-one printer that lets you print, scan, and fax from your small business, print crisp, clear text wirelessly right from your smart device. It has four separate ink tanks, so you only need to replace one color at a time. Here's an industry first. LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer lets you run two separate loads of wash at the same time. It has a front-loading washer compartment and also the Sidekick, a second unit designed for those smaller loads. Wash one load of hot and one load of cold. The thermos-connected hydration bottle with smart lid helps you keep track of the amount of water you drink. It's a 24-ounce water bottle with a sensor tube that sends real-time info wirelessly to the thermos smart lid app. It even sends you reminders.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doctor, I think I'm sick. Ain't had my medicine in over a week.
23 past the hour. Do we have a Kara there, a Natalie Cole tune? Because Dr. Ken would like to do some revelation here. We talked about her dying last week, and now this week there is information on what happened to her, Ken.
The one I've waited for.
Oh, another good tune I like with Miss Natalie Cole. Crank that one up.
So what happened?
Well, Natalie Cole, who we reported on dying, expiring unexpectedly last week, and, you know, usually when these entertainers expire before the expected time, you know, people, the public thinks of one possible cause, usually, that it's drugs. And, you know, let's take the cat out of the bag. And that was the speculation among many that Natalie Cole, who did, in fact, have a drug problem in the 80s, she talked about it. You know, she dealt with cocaine. She dealt with heroin. So she had a clear drug problem. But this week, the family revealed that Natalie had a personal secret about her health. Apparently, she was a very private person in some aspects, and she was diagnosed about 5 years ago, and this is a mouthful, with what's called idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension. And idiopathic, when doctors use the word idiopathic, it sounds like a big fancy word, but you know what it means? It means we don't know what's causing the problem.
We don't know nothing.
We just don't know what the cause is. So, and pulmonary is the lungs, arterial, the pipes where the blood leaves the lung, leaves to go to the lungs, and hypertension is high pressures that we think of when we measure our blood pressure with a blood pressure cuff around our arm. Well, just think for a second. Remember high school biology. There's two hearts sitting together, functioning in parallel. There's a left heart, which is the heart that pumps the blood with oxygen returned from the lungs out to the body. And that's the pressure when you put the cuff on your arm, or the doctor does. That's the pressure we measure of the left side of the heart. But there's also this right side of the heart, which gets the blood back from the body without oxygen and then pumps it into the lungs so it can get some oxygen, the right heart. And the right heart also creates a pressure. It's a little harder to measure that pressure. You can't put a blood pressure cuff around your lungs. Your lungs wouldn't be real happy. But we, with some fancy high tech, with an ultrasound, an echocardiogram and Doppler, an ultrasound of the heart, we can get a pretty fairly good accurate measure. When Doug was to my office, we measured his pressures in his lungs, which are normal. And with the echocardiogram machine, we can get a pretty good accurate measure in most people. If we have to absolutely get the absolute exact number, we have to do an invasive procedure, a cardiac catheterization of the right side of the heart, a Swan-Ganz catheter, a right heart cath. All these similar names get us that pulmonary artery pressure. And for reasons which are sometimes understood and sometimes not understood, the circulation, the capillaries or the arteries, the small vessels that bring the blood out of the right side of the heart to the lungs, these vessels get clamped down and don't relax real well, and the pressures in the lungs go up. And this can be a life-threatening problem because the pressure that the right side of the right heart has to pump against gets so high, it just can't work and it breaks down. And you go into what's called right heart failure. And the blood just doesn't get pumped back to the lungs to get oxygen, and that's not compatible with life. And that's what happened to Natalie Cole. She was sustained for a while with some very modern drugs. When I was in medical school, this was we didn't have hardly anything to offer. In the last few years, there have been some novel drugs developed, but still, they don't work forever in everybody. And she, unfortunately, just passed away because of this elevated pressure in her lungs, and she couldn't breathe.
All right. Happens. COPD and related connections for the same reason my mother died of something pretty similar to that.
COPD can raise, very much so, the pressures in the lungs. That's not idiopathic. We know the cause. A very common reason that a lot of people have this and they don't know it is from sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can raise the pressures in your lungs, and that's one of the reasons I get so concerned about untreated sleep apnea.
29 past the hour. Good Day Health.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number is 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the weekend.
Now 33 after the hour, as we continue pursuing the best health possible, the best health care, the best ideas, helpful conversations with you and people like you who are listening that have specific questions. It'll help lots of people listening to this program around the country and around the world. 888-553-7536. Avail yourself of the opportunity to visit Dr. Ken's website, which is lakecardiology.com. A lot of helpful information there about how to use Dr. Ken and his facilities. If you'd like to visit with him, it's 352-735-1400 for a consultation in his office, or 800-LAKE-CARDIO. So, we're pursuing a lot of different things here this week, as usual. Did we talk about the flu yet?
We have not. I know it's painful, I know.
You're sounding very perky this morning, and you can have these verbal joustings with me. I'm going to keep quiet, because pretty much everybody knows what I think about the vaccines in general, a flu vaccine. Not everybody can be as you and I, and that's what I understand. You and I have good, healthy immune systems. If you keep your immune system healthy by eating the right foods and having good supplements and that kind of stuff, then you'll avoid the flu for the most part. But some people think that because we do have a country that has varied diet and knowledge about their health and well-being, get a flu shot, it ought to help you out. Some years it does, some years it doesn't. So how are we doing in terms of the numbers so far this year, Ken?
And, you know, I'd be incorrect, improper, if I didn't point out that, you know, we both come to it that way, but one of us each year decides to take the shot, and
right,
and one of us decides
and
not.
Neither of us get the flu.
Well, it's amazing.
Yep.
But flu if I may, is a disease that is far more dangerous than the common cold. And it can lead to death and hospitalization. And I've seen this personally in patients that I've taken care of. Even in healthy people, on average, each year in America, 36,000 people die and more than 200,000 are hospitalized because of the flu. The good news this year, so far, and that's the key, so far this year we've had a mild flu season. However, it's too soon to know what kind of flu season we're in for. This year, the classic scenario, Doug, it's for the first flu cases to start to appear in America in October and November. Then the pace picks up in January, and it has a little bit started to pick up. But it doesn't peak until February or March, so we don't know what's going to happen yet to the peak, because it can sometimes start slow, end slow. It can sometimes start slow and end very bad. The viruses we see, fortunately, that are emerging here in America and overseas look very much like the vaccine strains. You know, we have to anticipate this a year in advance. Last year we guessed wrong. This year it looks like we've guessed right. Although this is reassuring, but mutations still can emerge, and there be some viruses that are not covered by the vaccine late. Remember, the vaccine takes 2 weeks to become effective. If you haven't yet had it, in my humble opinion, I know Doug will give you a different opinion. In my humble opinion, I think everyone 6 months or older who are not allergic to it should have this vaccine, especially if you're over 60 and you have any chronic health issue. And just to let you know, I took it. My nurse practitioner gave me mine, and I personally gave it to my daughter.
All right. Will your wife take it?
I personally gave it to her.
All right. So there's Dr. Ken's advice when it comes to the flu. What have you done? What's your experience? 888-553-7536. If you like to stay up late and watch television or read a book and you get the munchies, you want to eat some things before you go to sleep, perhaps the next few minutes with Dr. Ken will put you off that path.
Exactly, Doug. Late night snacks, they can have a negative impact on your learning and memory abilities. Eating regular meals at times that are normally for sleeping reduces our ability to remember and think, according to a publication that came out of the University of California this week. Personally, I think there's a molecular clock in the brain, and you fight it at your own peril.
Wow. But it seems to be intuitive, not counterintuitive. If you put food in your body, especially if it's carbs, something that will lead to fat, and you don't exercise, it's the last thing you do, and then you get into bed, and there's no activity, no attempt to knock it off, it's going to go right to your stomach.
Well, I think the brain has programmed the body on a 24-hour basis of optimal times to receive nourishment and times when it wants to be processing it. And if you fight that natural process, it doesn't turn out pretty.
One of the things that I found interesting this week is the announcement from the Campbell Soup Company that they're going to label GMOs in their products. At first, I thought when I saw this, they were going to take GMOs out. Any genetically modified food was going to not be a part of what they produce and sell. But instead, in clarifying this, they say genetically engineered ingredients are safe, but you have a right to know what's in your food, which is intelligent. It isn't something GMO. I don't agree. I think GMO foods are not good for you in the main.
Do you eat them?
I don't knowingly eat them. Let's put it that way. I think that it's so hard to find things now, unless you, like, in the days when I had a good big garden, I haven't the last 3 or 4 years had a good garden, but in the years that I did, from June until it froze, we had a frost, I would eat pretty much right out of the garden.
Do you think the GMOs are dangerous, or they're just not as nutritionally valuable?
I think both. I think they are dangerous, and I think they are not nutritionally as valuable. I think that we can digress onto the Monsanto thing and DuPont and Dow and all these other huge companies that have, in my mind, I'm a conspiratorialist when it comes to this stuff, because it seems obvious. There are rumors and then there are facts. So I'd rather deal with the facts. I'm happy to tell you what the rumors are about Monsanto and what goes on there and what could go on. But the fact is that the way they run the business has put a lot of small family farmers out of business. They contrive how the impact of their seed affects themselves and others. And it's just it's an unhealthy, in my mind, an unhealthy scenario when five companies control all the seeds for the entire world. Just bad. I happen for my farm to buy the open pollinated seed from some of the small farmers that create corn seed in Pennsylvania and in Illinois. But generally speaking, the GMOs, the way they modify the seeds and what they'll tell you is they've modified them so that they don't, there are no weeds around them, they can be sprayed, and that they are going to be healthier, there are better things in them. What they've really done by genetically changing what the structure of the seed is it's easy for them to control the product because you really can't take the seeds and replant them again. But there are other things that they put in to the genetics of this stuff that isn't good for the body, according to the stuff that I've seen. So why would you do it? Why would you just get the best stuff, the most healthy thing? And I think that's what I prescribe. So even having said that, Campbell's is a commercial outfit. They're the largest company of their type in the world. So if they say they're at least going to tell you, that flies in the face of even what Monsanto and these others want. They don't want you to know because they think it'll affect how much of their product they can sell. And for whatever the reason, whether you like GMO foods or you don't care or you don't like them and you do care, it's important for people to have a choice. That's my read on this. Tell people what's there so that they can make their own decision. And that's the problem with this. They don't want people to know it. So what are you hiding? Why don't you want to know? Why don't you want people to know what's in the stuff that you're selling? That would be my question. I don't trust them. If they don't want you to know, then there's something wrong with that attitude. Don't tell because we don't think you need to know. That's baloney. I want to know. I have a right to know. I'm curious. So if people don't want to know, that's their decision. But at least we ought to have the choice.
Monsanto says that you get greater crop yields, more drought resistance, increased nutrition. Has any of this actually
increased nutrition is not true. The other stuff is true.
But the other things are true?
The other things are true. You get more of a crop, a heavier, bigger crop, and you also have things that will adapt to the weather better, yes. But as far as being more nutritional, no. And that's why you use food, by the way, isn't it? To get good nutrition into your body.
It just concerns me a little when you mess around with what is natural.
Yeah, Mother Nature. Yes, hello. All right, so I got off on my toot on that one. 888-553-7536. Okay, let's move ourselves into the realm of eye candy for a moment, all right? You have a look. You had a look. You don't like the look you have now. You like the look you used to have because you have puffiness around your eyes, bags, lines, dark circles, all that stuff. If you want to say goodbye to them and feel better about your face and therefore feel better about the way you look and that leads to better health, help yourself to the info Dr. Ken has on GenuCell.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Yet another year in the books. But if you took my advice and got GenuCell with immediate effects right now, you'll have no bags or puffiness under your eyes for the rest of the year, and you'll know it's working in 12 hours or less, and there's good science showing that this product is safe and effective. Plus, for a limited time only, every GenuCell order will also receive the Platinum Dark Circle treatment absolutely free. Because, ladies and gentlemen, why would you want to keep these dark circles you've had for years or even decades? It's 2016, and the time is now for a new year, and no more bags under your eyes, and no more dark circles or ugly discoloration on your skin. GenuCell works. It's guaranteed or your money back, no questions asked, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right, this is a pleasure to be able to tell people about these products like GenuCell, incredibly powerful, clinical-grade serum. You put it on your head. It doesn't feel like oil. Doesn't feel like water. It absorbs the water from your the puffiness under your eyes. It is water that gathered there. So call 800 800-822-6145. You get a 3-month supply of Genucel. You get a supply of the dark circle treatment. So you have the way, the means to get rid of all the things around your eyes. And that's basically what people look at first with you. Whether you're a man or a woman, call 800-822-6145. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Take this product. And understand that the way it was researched was all using all natural products. It's Apple stem cell technology. That's what's so cool about this. And you get results really quickly. 800-822-6145. We can talk about all the other things. But the fact that it's natural, it's healthy, and it works fast, that's really what you want to know. 800-822-6145. Call now and get the legendary Esotique face cream free. Make that call. Take care of your face. Take care of your health. Take care of everything that is pleasing to you. 800-822-6145.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze white oak laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze white oak laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken is an eminent scientist. He's also an explorer, in a manner of speaking. So when something comes up on his radar screen, he digs around to find out a little bit more information. I saw a lot of cancer news this week, Ken. A new drug offering hope if you have bladder cancer. I don't know how common that is, but any of these things are troubling. There are any number of things for people. It's just one of these cancer, that word even. Oof. So here comes news about what happens to transplant patients when it comes to cancer. I find this intriguing and wonder why.
Yes, and I think the last part of this decade is going to even be more exciting than the first part of this decade, but in terms of cancer treatment, because there's a lot of exciting progress coming in that field, and I think we're going to look back a few years from now how primitive we were only a decade ago, but there's just novel approaches to the treating of cancer. But this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology, is a report that solid organ transplant recipients, those are people who receive things like the hearts or kidneys, they have an increased risk of cancer as well as a higher chance of dying from cancer. The increased risk of cancer and cancer death are seen regardless of the transplanted organ. So it's not related to the organ bringing in something. It's, I think how you explain this is there's two possibilities. One is you have to give all of these immune suppressing drugs so much, and hopefully this will change in the future, but yeah, so that the body doesn't reject the solid organ, you have to suppress the immune system with strong drugs, and that can also decrease your ability to fight mutant cells that develop, because the immune system protects us from developing cancer. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that when people do get cancer due to other drugs that are affecting the immune system, doctors may be a little bit hesitant to use some of the more potent drugs on the cancer because of how the immune system has been weakened.
Wow. All right. Well, there's a lot of this is hopeful if you say there's a lot of new research and a lot of things going to happen in the treatment for cancer, because I think
absolutely just stay tuned.
Anything else.
Using the immune system to fight cancer is an exciting area that's just opening up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dr. Ken and Doug, and now reporter Holland Cook, who's been at the CES, that Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas all week, with an update on things that are of interest in the technology of health and healthcare. What's new technically for those of you who are interested in taking better care of your body?
Last year, this event strained Las Vegas hotel capacity and bent the airline ticket cost curve. So this year, they capped attendance at last year's 176,000 of us. And they even changed their name. What was the Consumer Electronics Association is now the Consumer Technology Association, because there's more to tech than gadgets. The world's biggest retailer doesn't own a single store, Amazon.com. Google and Uber are verbs, not gadgets. Uber, which now equals car to a growing worldwide customer base, has a bigger market cap than General Motors. The world's biggest taxi fleet doesn't own any cars. It's a social network. Tech is big business. $285 billion last year in the USA alone, with $287 billion forecast for 2016. And yes, the Consumer Electronics Show is gadget heaven, with acres of selfie sticks and Bluetooth speakers, mammoth 3D TVs, drones, and driverless robo-cars. And there was 40% more exhibit space this year than last year for health and wellness. Hey, we're all getting older, and that's straining a healthcare system already short on doctors. And doctors spend lots of time seeing patients who don't require medical care, either for what's called rejection visits, as in come back if it doesn't get better, or scheduled checkups, which only offer a snapshot of how you are that particular day, using wearable technology to collect data on an ongoing basis can alert you and your doc to warning signs of more serious problems long before your next annual physical. Doctors will see patients less and know more about them, because unlike patients, data doesn't fib. So we're seeing an array of new monitoring devices and sensors. Among predictions we're hearing, 10% of the world's population will be wearing clothing connected to the internet by 2022. And the big buzzword is the Internet of Things, meaning devices talking to devices. The number of things connected to the internet exceeded the number of people on the planet back in 2008. Example, GlowCap. Looks like a regular prescription pill bottle cap, but it's connected online and detects when the bottle is opened, or if it's not, to remind you and anyone anywhere you permission. If you need to talk to a doc, there's an app for that. First Opinion app gives you instant contact with a doctor. You can swap texts and send photos, and this kind of access is being called telehealth. 3D printers are here, and they're already creating human parts, like bone replacements and organ transplants, and they're printing artificial organs for medical schools. Tech Insider predicts the first transplant of a 3D printed liver will occur by 2024. The average cost of a private room in a nursing home is over $90,000 a year. And as baby boomers with elderly parents know, mom and dad would rather be home. And for as little as $40 a month, monitoring systems like HeyMomDad.com let them stay home. Many seniors are wary of pushing the I'm falling and I can't get up button if it simply calls 911. Instead, press a button to connect with family whom you've okayed to look in via webcams. Breathometer is a device that looks like the breathalyzer police use to test blood alcohol levels, and it can detect asthma and diabetes and early stage lung cancer. Aging Trekkies can now tote Qualcomm's Tricorder, which, like Star Trek's namesake walkie-talkie, is handheld. It can diagnose more than a dozen health conditions, from anemia and allergies to tuberculosis and strep throat, and it'll monitor vital signs, including temperature, respiratory rate, and blood pressure. Live long and prosper. From the high-tech Into Tomorrow broadcast booth in the sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center, I'm Holland Cook for Good Day Health.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.